Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Kevin.
And that's the other one of your hosts. His name is Ben.
And together, we do this show that is ostensibly about tarot, but mostly about other things.
Less and less about tarot.
We do give advice. We do use the cards to give advice. But we also banter. We also now are ranking an evolving series of drinks.
Yeah, it's becoming the Amateur Fluid podcast.
We make jokes. We have fun.
We do a lot of things. I, for one, think that 2020 is off to a good start. We're now 2 weeks in. I don't know what else.
We're just off to a good start.
Yeah.
I mean, the card of the week was the Knight of Wands last week, and we're off to the races.
Ready to tackle it. Now, the one thing about the Knight of Wands that kind of, like, makes me nervous is that it does talk about, like, moving physical locations, and I've come to love the new studio, so I really hope that isn't the case.
That we're not moving out of this location?
Yeah.
The new studio, it's like, I've blacked the old studio out of my mind.
Honestly, it's like a new, we're in a new world here.
Yeah.
And it has done wonderful things for our show.
I think so, because you said that the last 3 months were really good, and that kind of coincides with the new studio.
Right. I feel like the banter is low today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How do we pick that up?
Get the energy up? Well, maybe if we talk about what we do,
it'll get us moving going again.
Yeah. So the first thing that we do, 2020, year of the fluid update, Kevin is on a journey to rank 52 fluids this year. And so in a moment, we'll start with that.
Yeah.
This week's fluid.
The new meat and potatoes of the show.
Yeah.
I'm also like considering the change of the name from the fluid update. I mean, I'm not, but it just like, I'm not going to try brake fluid or lighter fluid. Like,
no.
It's all
beverages.
Beverages.
Yeah.
Just to make that clear. After that, we do a performance review.
Maybe. I don't know.
The
spread, that's also on the chopping block.
I feel like we just do the performance review if it's needed. Like
if it's
we
necessary.
Make a big boo-boo or there is something that we want to bring up, we'll bring it up. So,
but I think like, what if for now I just update the outline? Performance review, asterisks, and then like the asterisk means if needed.
Right. We'll still talk about it in the opening part.
Yeah.
We'll just say, we'll probably do this every time. Do we really need to do a performance review? Meh. Okay, well, we're going to skip that and we're going to go to the spread, which is something that you explain.
It used to be the meat and potatoes of the show. Now it's just a part of the show.
It's like the toothpick after the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, it's a spread. We've gotten a question from the lols, from the lolverse out there. We try to solve someone's problem or give them a piece of advice, and we do that using the tarot, and we do that in a specific way. It's just three cards, and in the order that we draw those cards, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Book it. 2020 off to a good start with that read. After that, we do the card of the week.
That part of the show, that's here. That's solid.
Oh yeah, that's cemented in there.
And then maybe even more cemented is the outro.
100%.
But the interior of the outro is not cemented because we've been cutting a lot out of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've feng shui'd it.
I feel like last week was the first time that we'd ever really done the outro with all of the cuts lately.
I'll be honest, it felt good.
It was like the bobsled and the Olympics. Like, we just jumped in, went down the track.
It felt like we were landing the plane.
Yeah.
Like, it really felt like we were putting our, you know, telling everybody to put their tray tables into the upright position and their seats up and all that stuff.
And that was it. And then we landed.
And we landed.
Now, the intro, as we talk about the outro, is not efficient, but
yeah, but that's like our time.
This is our time.
Yeah. This is our time. Then there's my time. Then there's tarot time.
That's their time.
That's their time. You don't have any time.
Well, you know what? It's just a joy to be here. The outro is my time, honestly.
The outro is still your time. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Should we do the fluid update?
Yeah. Insert song here. So last week we had the sparkling ice kiwi strawberry flavor.
Still number one.
Still number one.
Maybe not for long. We'll find out.
I don't know. I'm skeptical that this can take over that number one spot.
I forgot my water bottle, so I don't have any fluid at all.
Whoa. But anyway, I have Pure Leaf Real Brewed Tea Peach Flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Flavored with other natural flavors. I'm sure there's sugar in it. Let's see.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sugar. 38 grams.
That's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of sugar.
Okay.
I'm not going to drink this whole thing.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
He's cracking it. I hope we're getting that good drink sound. That was a nice big swig. He's going back in. Smaller swig. He's choking. He's spitting it up. He's coughing.
I'm so happy that happened. It's dripping down my arm. I won't let that affect
the rating.
The rating.
That's good. This one is not going to be number one. I can tell.
It's not number one, but it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's again, it's less sweet than kiwi strawberry.
Sure. Despite the 38 grams of sugar.
Yeah. Cause it has that tea to cut it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's solidly at number two for now. I don't know how long it'll stay there. It's good. This is going to be really, really hard.
I can imagine.
To keep track of everything.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've already said it on the podcast, so we have to keep doing it.
I know. And I'm going to keep the bottles so that I can keep them all here. That's and there's going to be 52 bottles
lined up.
I mean, I'm not going to keep them here.
That's probably good because yeah. Julia would get mad.
I'll keep them in my car, but.
Well, I hope you're not going on a date or anything. Your date gets in. She's like, what are these 44 bottles in the back of the car?
I don't know. I'd probably make up something less embarrassing than being like, oh, that's for my tarot
podcast. It's for my tarot podcast. I do a segment called The Fluid Update. Then she's like, you can just pull over here.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to think of an excuse for that now. I'd probably be like, oh, well, I just really love the environment. So I keep all my single-use plastics.
In my car. And then when my car fills up with single-use plastics, I light it on fire and push it into the river.
And buy a new car. Yeah. But I'm not ready to go to the electric car yet.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, the update on my dating life.
Yeah.
Which we had in the live show, too.
Yeah.
Catherine called me out for being single. So, yeah.
Unofficial. It's like the old fluid update was unofficial. Now we've got the dating update, which is unofficial and when necessary.
We are not going to make that a thing.
Okay. We're not really doing a performance review this week. I don't think we need it.
Yeah, I just think that every week we need to check with each other, like, at this time. Be like, okay. Do we need a performance review? No. Cool.
Okay, we don't.
Because if you, like, 2 weeks ago, we didn't even have a one.
No.
So, performance.
So, there's nothing to review. We can review our day off.
Performance review. I slept really well.
Yeah. Performance review. I didn't think about the podcast.
Performance review. I did not think about the podcast either.
Performance review. Maggie probably thought about the podcast.
Performance review. Julia was probably pretty happy that we didn't have the podcast.
Thankfully, her improv class starts up again now that the holidays are over, so we can get our 12 o'clock private slot back where it's just you and me
yeah.
in the house with the dogs. So we've performance reviewed, and now we can go.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Is that going to be our thing for 2020?
We just complain about we just like audibly complain about the heart of the show.
I love it.
I mean, is there anything else you want to do?
Right now? No, I mean, I think we just need to jump into the spread.
We just have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one of those names. Kim can be a guy or a girl.
I guess so. I would, yeah. I'd probably still assume girl, but we don't know.
I'd assume, yeah.
So, Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll read that.
Yeah, please.
One of my New Year's resolutions was to get social media out of my life. But now I'm not sure how to fill the time I was spending on social media. Okay, Kim. Here. I get it and I understand it wholeheartedly. I will say the only thing that's really keeping me on social media right now. Well, that's not true. The main thing is just like there's communities that I'm a part of where like 90% of the communication is through Facebook.
I know, me too. And it is awful because otherwise I wouldn't be on it.
Yeah, 100%. I would stay on Twitter.
Yeah.
My personal Twitter.
It's like this Facebook group. The Amateur Tarot Facebook group is one of those things.
Yeah, and the other one is the improv community.
Yeah, I don't have Twitter. I don't get on Twitter. I have Instagram, but I less and less get on that. I don't post anything.
See, Twitter for me is like there. It's like the mix of everything that I need. There's like all the reporters are on there for like current events and news.
I know,
and
that's why I got
like
off. It was too much.
Oh, really?
It was like too much of what I wanted.
Oh my gosh, I love it because I just read all the articles. Yeah.
Yeah, I had an intervention where Julia and another friend of mine were like, "You need to get off Twitter."
Really?
It's affecting your life.
Because you're like reading too much stuff?
Yeah, I was too addicted. I was always refreshing, always updating, like every little rumor I was following, politics, etc.
Is this my Twitter intervention?
I mean, it wasn't intended to be.
But I think it probably is.
It was unhealthy for me.
Because I just
probably love, better that I'm not on it.
I just love the comedy aspect of it, too. Because there's so many comedians on there that are like doing bits that are so funny.
Yes, there are funny things.
And then there's the football stuff.
That I don't.
And sports.
That I don't need to follow.
Maybe I need to get off Twitter.
Think about it, 2020. You could be like Kim, but then what are you going to do with that free time? And that's where we are.
Yeah, there's so much I could do with my free time.
Okay. One.
Write comedy.
Okay. Two.
Like clean my house.
Okay, two's good.
Yeah.
Clean your house, write comedy. So there's some advice for Kim or Kevin.
Do you want to go to number three?
Sure. Three.
Well, does like watch more stuff?
Like on TV?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. Maybe it does. Read more books. Okay, that's good. Read more books is good. I don't watch anything on TV, and there's like things that I want to watch, and I know I never will, you know?
We have this conversation a lot, which is why we need FastFlix.
We need FastFlix.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. I want to watch that new Witcher show on Netflix. People are saying that's good.
Never going to happen.
No, I'm never going to watch it.
Because you want to know why? I'll find the TV shows on Netflix that I would never watch on TV, right? That are like 25 minutes long,
right?
Like normal, and like fall in love with them.
Uh-huh.
I have one right now that it's the episodes are the perfect length. I'll watch a 20-minute episode and then I'll go back about my day.
Yeah.
It was like The Office, but it's like replacing The Office because I've seen The Office too many times.
An hour, like 45 minutes, longer than 25 minutes is too long.
Too long. I don't have that attention span.
I don't either. Although I will say that the thing that I do watch, I watch two different things. When I'm on the treadmill, which I do, I try to do it three times a week. I don't always make it. Come to think of it, that's what I need to do when you leave. I need to walk on the treadmill.
What are you going to watch?
Well, I watch some videos on YouTube, and I am addicted, obsessed, really like this show by Bon Appetit. It's called Gourmet Makes.
Okay.
And it's this woman, and she's a pastry chef, but she tries to make branded foods, like like Totino's pizza rolls or like Pop-Tarts or Snickers. Like she tries to make them from scratch.
That's really cool.
And it's really good. And it's like, it can get long. They're 30 to 40 minute videos.
Wow.
But it's a journey because she goes through the process and the failures and then she triumphs. It's good.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good show.
It is a really good show. Check it out, Gourmet Makes. That's when I watch. I also watch some board game reviews by a group called Shut Up and Sit Down. And there's another Bon Appetit video series I like. And it doesn't have a title, but it's this guy. And he cooks foods every way you could think of. So, like, he's done eggs and chicken and salmon and bacon. And, like, some of them are normal. Like, so when he did bacon, you know, he put it on the stovetop and then he put it in the oven. But then he like made bacon ice cream and then he tried to cook bacon in a car engine.
Oh.
And so he does like real things and then some hilarious, crazy things.
I could get down on that for sure.
So there's a lot of good, mostly I just watch cooking shows.
It's so funny because I watch a lot of cooking shows too, but I don't cook.
I cook.
Yeah.
A lot.
See, I don't cook and I need to, but I watch a lot of cooking shows. This is becoming the Amateur Cooking Show podcast.
Yeah.
But so one of the shows that I think that if they're shorter, and I can't remember who does it. It's like Tasty or one of those people. Mm-hmm. It's a woman who makes recipes like from their original form. So like the last one that I saw was gingerbread.
Okay.
Right. And she finds like, she talks to a historian and finds
like the OG
the
gingerbread?
Original recipe for it.
Okay.
And then makes it.
Nice.
It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
And then I also watch Bidgin' with Babish.
I don't know what that is.
You would
is
love
she on like the Food Network or something?
No, it's a guy. It's a He has a cookbook out now. I'll get it for you. That'll be your actual Christmas present. Aww. He recreates he recreates food from TV or movies.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, and so he'll do it to like, he'll do the first one. He's kind of changed it up a little bit. Now it's more of like a real cooking show. But he'll do like the first one that's like trying to be accurate to the TV show. So like the Elf, when he said like spaghetti with like, you know, M&Ms and stuff for breakfast. So yeah. He'll like do that. And then he'll be like, okay, let's try to recreate this, but like actually have it be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long is this on YouTube?
It's on, yeah, he's on YouTube. I want to say they're like 10 minutes, 15 okay. minutes.
A little short for the treadmill because I go 25, but.
Yeah, it is. But the cool thing about it is that
watch
like he goes through step by step. So like awesome. Then you can recreate it. And he does a lot of pastas.
Yeah.
And like kind of goes through his trial and error of making the pastas.
That sounds like Gourmet Makes. So I think you would like that.
Yeah.
The downside of Gourmet Makes is that, like, she's so good at it and she has access to like all this stuff that you don't have access to that she gives you the recipe at the end, but you could never do it.
Yeah. And I think, and I will say that Babish definitely has more stuff now, but he started out as like a home cook.
That's awesome.
So he has the KitchenAid with a lot of the attachments, mm-hmm. but like now that you have the pasta thing, that's
I got the
a lot
pasta
of
attachment. I also have the meat grinder attachment.
That's cool. He uses that. Do you have the dough hook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That comes with it.
Right. So
I have all I need.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, you do.
It's getting to the point, like, I don't have time in my life to be doing all that I'm doing. But it's like, at this point, I just, like, could do a bunch of stuff from scratch. Like, I could make you spaghetti and meatballs from, like, steak and flour.
I mean, that's really cool. Yeah. And I wish I was able to do that. I need to learn.
2021.
I don't
year
know.
Of the cooking.
Yeah, but maybe we can. Should we
just transition to a cooking
this
podcast?
This is so, like, we are going on a tangent here.
We're so far away from where we started. You said at the beginning that our banter was not good, and now we've turned Queerance Corner into talk about cooking videos. This has been a really productive.
This was good.
This was very productive. Do we have to do the question?
I don't know. I think that we just gave Kim a lot of ideas of stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we went on that tangent.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good for us.
I need to take a sip of the number one seed sparkling ice.
I guess we have to do this.
All right, Kim. No more social media. What are you going to do in that time?
We gave you some ideas. Did I shuffle? I'll do one more. All right, Kim. Here's what our advice is on what you should do without social media.
Yeah.
The past. Flip.
The King of Cups.
Yeah.
Which is also what the winner of the Fluid Update rankings is going to be called.
That's so good. That's really good.
Yeah.
The King of Cups.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So the King of Cups is sitting on his throne, which looks to be like floating.
Yeah, in the water.
In the water. It's like Buddy the Elf, like when he's on that little iceberg. I thought that would get more of a reaction out
Sorry.
Of you.
I know.
He is holding a cup in his right hand. Something in his left hand. I'm not really sure what that is.
I think it might be a scepter.
A scepter, yeah.
It's like a weird one, though.
Yeah, it's like a short little stubby scepter. And, yeah.
All right.
Reminds me of Poseidon.
Yeah. So the King of Cups, well, he's the King of Cups. He is somebody who is a strong, powerful leader. Also somebody that's in control of his emotions and is like a diplomatic person. Somebody who has a high emotional intelligence. Knows what other people are feeling, knows what other people are thinking, and that. How that relates to social media is that I think that social media sort of makes you feel like you're in touch with a lot of people. It makes you, it's like raw emotion on there a lot of times. Like people are either showing you like what's awesome in their life or complaining about what's really bad in their life or in the world. And so there's a lot of like emotional content on there. And Kim, who's clearly spending a lot of time on social media, if Kim feels like there's a void left that needs to be filled, Kim is sort of the King of Cups on social media. Maybe somebody who comments a lot, interacts a lot on social media, somebody who gets in there, understands what people are feeling and tries to like talk to them, help them, engage with them.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect explanation of it, honestly. Especially with like the, just like the picture of this card where there's like the king is on this like rocky, or not rocky, that's not a good way to put it, but like the tumultuous water, which you can kind of think that like social media definitely like can have a weird effect on your emotions.
Yeah.
So being able to like rise above that and realize that it does too. kind of makes you that King of Cups, where it's like, yeah, this does have an effect on my emotions and I need to get rid of it.
All right, here comes the present. King of Pentacles, different king.
Lot of kings.
You're so, right. We're done with the pages. We've moved on to kings.
Yeah, we're moving up the court. So the King of Pentacles is, it's a busy card, sitting on a throne with the pentacle in his left hand and the scepter in his right hand.
Okay.
There's got to be meaning to that. It looks like the tower is in the background.
Busy card.
It's very busy. His gown is like, it's grapes. There's bulls' heads. There's lamb or ram's heads all around it. So there's a lot going on with this card.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Okay. Well, I think the key to this card is that the King of Pentacles is the king of sort of the earth and the real world, which is a stark transition from Cups, which is sort of the emotional internal world. Now, interesting that it's the king, because I would have thought maybe like the page, somebody who's gotten off of social media, disconnected, now getting back in touch with like the real world and things that are happening. But this is a person who's like a master of that real world and of like financial matters, like wealth, knowledge, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool that it's the Pentacles, cause it's like that physical realm.
Yeah.
Like real. I like it.
Yeah. I'm not,
I would agree with you that it's weird that it's a king.
Yeah. So I'm not like solid on that yet, but maybe the future card will help us interpret that.
I mean, it's only down from here unless you go to a major arcana card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like if it's another the Queen king of Pentacles where it's like,
you're going backwards.
You're going backwards.
All right. We'll come back to this. Flip. Ace of Wands, which is kind of good.
Yeah. And I like that it's an ace because it's kind of like that full circle where it's your beginning over. So the Ace of Wands is a wand. It's a hand in the sky, the spirit in the sky card with a wand holding a wand above a valley.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I've got it now. I think I'm back. If we had seen a page in the present spot, then maybe there wouldn't be that sense of boredom, because this is somebody who's like getting back in touch with the real world. Maybe the king though is sort of like at the top, at the pinnacle. You know, it's been a couple weeks since the new year started. Maybe that disconnect was good, clean. Kim got back in touch with their life and we're kind of like, okay, I don't really know what I'm doing at this point. Like I'm kind of back in touch with what I'm doing, but there's not a lot going on. So there's not a lot to be a master of, you know? And so what the Ace of Wands is now saying is like, okay, start over, find something that excites you. I mean, this is the advice that you and I would have given if we hadn't gone off on a sort of cooking video tangent, which is like, find the thing that you're passionate about, write comedy, find the thing that you're excited about, start doing that thing that you're not yet a master of and get on it.
And master it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, the King of Pentacles is like, okay, so I clean my house, clean my room. I got everything in order. And now what? And so now what is find something that excites you and start to climb up the court on that thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a reading.
Yeah, that's a reading.
You know, not as painful as I thought.
Yeah. That was good. So card of the week, it's for the snow plow men and women.
The roofers, when it becomes their season, sure, again.
Lost, found, lost, aliens.
So we've explained what card of the week was, who it applies to.
And now we have to do it.
Now we just got to do it.
Flip. 10 of Pentacles.
The 10 of Pentacles. I don't think I've seen this card before.
Yeah. We did it in the live show.
We did?
This was Catherine's cards. Too much eggnog.
Okay, so the 10 of Pentacles is a group of people looking away. They are at some type of like entrance to like a city, it almost looks like. And there's like 10 pentacles that are just kind of hanging out. Like, I don't really know what the pentacles are doing. There's also 2 dogs, which they look like lost dogs. So maybe that's just like on the nose there. Oh, and there's a baby that's petting the dog on the butt.
All right.
I got to get Alan out. 10 of Pentacles, wealth. A philosopher sits quietly petting his dogs. Wait, is the kid the philosopher? Oh, no. There's a philosopher in the foreground that has like white hair. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
A philosopher sits quietly petting his dogs. He is full of wisdom. His robes show those alchemical
mm-hmm.
symbols. That sounds right. that stands for the knowledge that brings success. The animals are well-bred and perfectly behaved, indicating nice. That all emotional issues are calm and relaxed. The sense of personal satisfaction and financial well-being that is expressed through the previous card is taken one step further by the Ten of Pentacles. The querent is not only successful in a material sense, but family and social relationships also are enhanced by personal achievements.
This is good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good card also to follow up kind of with the card of the week from last week.
The Nine of Wands?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was transition, but now you're doing great.
Yeah.
You have financial success. You have social success. Things are good. I mean, that's not advice, but it's like going to be a good week.
I think it's going to be a good week.
Yeah.
We'll make a lot of money.
Card of the week. All right. After an eventful recording.
Turbulence.
The plane is now going to safely land in the station, yep. in the airport. So first off, thank you very much to Kim for your question. Congrats on getting off of social media.
Thank you as well to the Lols. Wouldn't be here without you.
And now a moment of silence for any Lols we might have lost on this eventful journey. Okay.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's a website.
On that website, you can ask a question. That's kind of the primary reason for it.
We also have a hotline, and that hotline is 314-325-6047. And the primary reason for that is also question asking, but you can do so via text or voicemail.
Another fun way to get involved is through our Facebook group, which you can find at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
You can also check out our new podcast, Behind the Counter, where Kevin and I do a cooking show.
Trademark.
Good. Let's lock that down. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We're trying to get to 55 five-star reviews so that people can find the show. Once we hit 55, we'll pivot the show into the cooking show and the politics spinoff and such. So help us get to 55 so we can be freed from our prison.
Of 51 star reviews.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.
Welcome back.
Julia, do you want to come on and tell us what just happened? Yeah, the whole entire time.
The whole time.
Well, a dog up the street got out, and you started saying, no, that's not the dog that's normally out. So, of course, I had to come and check out the situation, and turns out it was not the dog that's always out. It's from two houses up, and I guess it's living with an old couple, and he couldn't get the dog. So we tried to get it to go onto the porch, trap it on the porch, but then it jumped off of the porch. It doesn't look like it is injured, but then Ben had to go get the leash because the guy didn't have a leash.
Whoa. Kevin got the leash.
Kevin had to go get the leash.
I put the dogs outside.
Ben put the dogs outside. It was a whole community effort because there were two women already helping the man try to get his dog. And then me, and then Ben, and then Kevin. So
dog seems safe now.
Yes, it's safe now. I just really hope that it's okay.
Thank you.
Wow. That was good.